This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
You know, we had a family friend come to the house yesterday, actually two family friends, and I could smell that bliss oil as they came into our house. Yeah. Air Bliss, specifically, that's the one that I smelled the most. But I'm sure there were other bliss oils. So, Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Brad, for doing that. Class, if you'd like to call and chat with Dr. Norman Sheely, we'll pay for the call. Toll-free, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 24-7, 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, do you have any items that you'd like to share with us before we get into some of the things I've got on my list?
Nothing unusual, just the usual stuff. You know, this. It says that the world is full of alarms.
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's one of the directions I was thinking we could go today. And so here's an example. And this relates to a medical condition we all know as high blood pressure. So what drives up blood pressure? So my question for you, Dr. Sheely, is let me just name some countries where people can no longer afford to heat their homes. Okay? So we're talking about food, clothing, and shelter. And this would be in the shelter department. So in, let's see, in Luxembourg, 1.9%, almost 2% of the people cannot afford to heat their homes. Finland, 2% can't. Sweden, 2.1%. Netherlands, 2.4%. Austria, 2.4%. Denmark, 2.7%. Estonia, 2.9%. Czech Republic, 3.1%. Germany, 3.3%. Slovenia, 3.9%, Slovakia, 4.3%, Iceland, 4.4%, France, 4.9%, in Belgium, 5.7% of the people cannot afford to heat their homes. United Kingdom, 5.9%, Poland, 6%, Malta, 6.6%, Hungary is 6.8%, Croatia, 7.4%, the European Union, 7.8%, Spain, 8%, Latvia, 9%, and then it goes really high. Romania, 11.3%, Italy, 15.2%, Portugal, 20.4%, Cyprus, 22.9%, Greece, 25.7%, Lithuania, 28.9%, and the winner is Bulgaria at 36.5% of the people cannot afford to heat their homes. Dr. Sheely, how does a stress like that affect blood pressure?
Well, any stress of significance that you don't let go almost immediately, in other words, don't detach from, causes high blood pressure, among other things. I mean, it's an adrenaline rush. And it really suggests, doesn't it, a widespread, especially European, crappy legislative system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if they can't afford to heat their homes, obviously they're not eating very well. Obviously, you know, the financial pressures have to be extreme.
Exactly.
So, And Dr. Shilley, what other things would this manifest itself as? Would it be things like suicides? Would it be things like premature deaths? You know, not living to a ripe old age, diseases. What would be some of the outcomes from this incredible?
All of the above, and anything else bad you could think of. I mean, basically, stress ultimately kills us if we don't detach from it. Now, how you detach from inadequate heat, inadequate food, and inadequate shelter, I don't know. I don't see a sane way in which you could just say, I ignore it. You freeze to death.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you...
Dr. Shilley, over the years, in your travels, have you seen people doing... Well, I know that you're concerned about what they eat. Are you seeing a difference in the economy affecting how people eat over the span of your medical practice, you know, starting in the 1960s? Are we eating worse? Are we eating better?
Are worse. Well, you know, basically, the first McDonald's, the first true so-called fast food came to Cleveland in, I believe, 1963. And that was the beginning of the loss of common sense in eating. Now, it wasn't just that. Already the food monsters, the mafia of the food industry, already had put margarine on the table and other artificial foods. But that came from the center of the food industry, and then when the so-called fast food restaurant craze began, it got worse. There's no question that total nutrition has deteriorated, I would say, about 80% since the early 60s.
Well, certainly not good news. Dr. Shilley.
Well, it's not good news at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at a chart that talks about the top 10 causes of death worldwide. And number one, according to this chart, is heart disease. So of all the deaths that were measured, heart disease is at 17.3% of the deaths. Stroke is 10.1. After surgery deaths, we're looking at 7.7. COPD is really climbing at 5.4. Then we go on to dementia at 4.4. You know, when you think about, you know, someone being forgetful, you don't think of them dying of that, do you, Dr. Shilley? Most people wouldn't.
Well, I do. I mean, obviously, Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia do speed up, if you will, or shorten the length of time that people survive. It's all over the place, of course, because some people can live several decades with slower deterioration and others go more rapidly. Basically, everything affects everything. All stress is cumulative.
Cumulative. Now, is it reversible?
If you do it before too much damage has been done, yes. In other words, hypertension, that's a good one. Because there's no question that hypertension shortens life and leads to strokes and heart attacks. But if you bring it under control and the heart is not, you know, irrevocably damaged, you can go on to live a normal life. I mean, it's like, for instance, the statistics on smoking. People who quit smoking, if they survive 10 years, then have the same life expectancy as someone who never smoked. So it takes about 10 years, depending on how much you were smoking, I'm sure. I don't know the details between one and three packs a day. But you can recover from many, many stressors.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shilley, you mentioned smoking. How long does it take a person to cleanse his body from the tars, the nicotines, and the insecticides that tobacco contains when they smoke?
Well, we don't obviously know that unequivocally, but that statistic of if you survive 10 years, you have the same life expectancy as someone who never smoked. So I have to assume that in a good situation, it takes about 10 years to clean up the body.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to accelerate that purge of the toxins that were deliberately and voluntarily inhaled into the body?
Yes, sweating. The single best way to detoxify the body is to sweat. Now, that sweating can be done in a sauna. It can be done in the summertime outside in the sun. I guess it could be done wrapping yourself up in a blanket in front of a stove in the winter. But a sauna or soaking in a bathtub can help speed up detoxification immensely.
Okay. And then at 4.3% is lower respiratory tract infection. We go on to... Now, would that be lower respiratory tract infection? Would that be considered pneumonia, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it does sound like pneumonia if it's lower, because that's no longer in the bronchi. It's down in the lungs themselves.
Okay. Then lung cancer is at 3.1% of the deaths. Now, here's an interesting one that we don't think of very often. I'm sure that you know all about this, but the rest of us who are not in the medical profession, diarrhea. 3% of people die from diarrhea.
Well, you know, interestingly, among the most common symptoms that people have are fatigue and diarrhea. I would say if you just take the broadest sweep of things, intermittent and or chronic diarrhea is exquisitely common.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Shealy, I'm shocked. I'm shocked at that because, you know, I'm sure just about everyone has had a bout of diarrhea at one time or another. But diarrhea, dying from diarrhea, gosh. Third from the bottom is diabetes. 2.6% of the people die from diabetes. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. We're talking about health, and we're talking about medicine. This is USA Prepares.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Sheeler's with us, a medical doctor. And we're talking about the causes of death. And diabetes is third from the bottom at 2.6%. Dr. Sheeler, why do people die of diabetes?
Well, but the common cause of death in diabetics is either a heart attack or stroke. So they're not signed out as dying of the diabetes, even though those who have diabetes have a much higher incidence of stroke or heart attack. So the diabetes is called the cause of death only when it's the blood sugar out of control and maybe kidney death, because that would be the third leading cause of death in diabetes, would be loss of kidney function.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you add according to this chart, and it doesn't show it this way as you described it, but if you take the diabetes at 2.6% and then the stroke, which is the number two according to this chart at 10.1, and then you take heart disease at 17.3, you put that together and you're at about 30%, rough numbers.
Right, so, I would guess that is the minimum percentage of people who are dying, not just because of the heart disease or the the brain vascular disease, but because of the diabetes itself. Now, at the rate we're going, if we continue to double the incidence of diabetes the way we have in the last 30 years, things are going to get really bad in the next 30 years.
So what do we do?
Well, we stop being gluttons and start eating real food. I mean, that's all they're, you know, it's so simple. Diabetes can be stopped if you start early enough. And there are herbs that can lower your blood sugar safely and infinitely safer than the anti-diabetic drugs. And, of course, it's calories. I mean, you know, if you're overweight, you are eating more calories than you need.
Well, the second from the bottom is at 2.5% is road injuries. And tuberculosis is at the bottom at 2.2%. But wasn't tuberculosis a major killer?
Oh, way back 100 years ago, yes. Right up until probably began to get it under control in the 40s to 60s.
And do you have a feel for how we got it under control?
Well, there is two ways. Number one is sanitation, separation of people with TB. And then actually there is one of the places where drugs did make a big difference in outcome.
Okay. You mean like antibiotics?
Well, this is, yeah, there's specific ones for tuberculosis. Now, interestingly, when I had a three-month rotation through a tuberculosis hospital in St. Louis way back in 1957-58, I was placed, and didn't think about it at the time, I was placed for the entire time that I was in the TB hospital on anti-tuberculous drugs, which fortunately didn't harm me, apparently. You know, I was dealing with people with tuberculosis every day.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Shilley, I met a man recently who had what's been called a bulbous nose, kind of like Bill Clinton has. What causes it?
The only thing we know that causes that is excess alcohol.
Okay. So that's
the least
how long does it take to
problems?
Yeah, how long does it take to grow one of those bulbous noses, Dr. Shilley?
Oh, it varies. It could be 10 years to 20.
Okay, so if you don't want one, don't drink to excess.
Exactly.
Is that?
Oh. Let's face it. Anybody who consistently drinks more than two, especially two drinks, that's an ounce of whiskey or a beer or 4 ounces of wine a day, is going to have trouble from alcohol. That simple. I'm not saying you should drink one or two, but you certainly should not drink more than that.
When we come back, can we talk about, is the higher percentage of alcohol in a drink more damaging to the body than, let's say, a beer? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Good.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's holding a full staff meeting at this hour to discuss his political future after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced. As recently as Saturday, Northam declared he would not be stepping down, despite growing calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to do so. Someone who says that it's a rush to judgment is Virginia Democratic Representative Jim Moran.
Even if the worst-case scenario is true, I think there is an issue of redemption.
The cuts were announced in November. Now today, General Motors will start laying off 4,000 salaried workers, starting an overall effort to reduce the company's North American workforce by 15%. It wants to free up billions of dollars to invest in a new generation of vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us, and we're talking about alcohol. And what brought us here is I had a question about the bulbous nose, and that's from drinking alcohol to excess over the years. And so my next question is about the concentration or the percentage of alcohol in drinks. Is there a relationship to damaging the body with higher concentration? So, for example, there's a rum that is 84% alcohol. There's a vodka that's 85%, another vodka 88.8%. Pinsir Vodka is 88.8%. Everclear is 95% alcohol. So, and then a beer would be, less than 5% alcohol. Is there a difference, Dr. Shuley, in the concentration of alcohol and, let's say, damage to the body?
No question about it. Now, a drink of one of the whiskey, the regular high content alcohol is 1 ounce max. With a beer, it's 12 ounces. And with wine, it's generally considered 4 ounces. So that does take into account this stronger differential between what I call whiskey and beer or wine.
Mm-hmm. And is it dangerous to drink straight a 92% or 95% alcohol? Is it, or should it be thinned out? Like a beer is pretty thinned out, right?
Well, a lot of people do put soda water or ginger ale or even, my goodness, Coke in with their whiskey. Mm-hmm. And dilute it that way, but some people actually drink it slowly, or some people drink it quickly. But when you get, let's say an 80% alcohol, an ounce of that right into your stomach, it can't be good for the lining of your stomach.
Mm-hmm. That was my question, and all the way down, down through the esophagus.
The mouth itself. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine slugging one.
Mm. Okay. So I guess what you're saying is if you can avoid it, which we all can, avoid it. Avoid slamming down those high percentage alcohol.
Now, I have to admit that throughout my 52 years of my married life, my wife and I would have a 4-ounce glass of wine, maybe twice, occasionally 3 times a week, slowly sipping it. As just a social event. Now that I live alone, since my wife passed, I don't drink ever, except when someone comes to visit. And now, most of the time, I take 1 or 2 ounces of wine and sip it slowly with other people when they're having their regular class.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, do you have a favorite couple of wines that you really like that you would recommend?
My all-time favorite is Madeira. And Paul Bazan from California makes the best Madeira in the world. Madeira from Spain or Portugal, it doesn't even come close to having the flavor, the taste, the nice feeling that Paul Bazan's Madeira has. Interesting, by the way, Madeira wasn't made in California in Tapas de Jefferson's day, but that was his favorite wine.
Mm-hmm. And what would be your second favorite?
A white Zinfandel.
Mm-hmm. And third, maybe?
Actually, it would be Corbel's Brut Champagne.
Mm-hmm. We had an old friend when I was growing up, a family friend, who was a world traveler, and that was his favorite, Corbel Brut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And so those corks have been popped a number of times at our home. Not to excess, but, he would come over and he'd bring a bottle with him and everybody would have some. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Shuley, we talked about the bulbous nose. Is there any way of removing that bulbous appearance from the nose?
Well, I'm sure plastic surgeons have some way of doing it, but I wouldn't want to go near that.
No, but I mean, other than the knife, is there a method of reducing it, returning it back to its original?
That if you quit drinking and use a castor oil pack every night for a month or two, it could make a big difference. Castor oil is absorbed through the skin, and it helps cleanse the lymph system.
Mm. Okay. And how would you do that on your nose? Just a gauze?
A sponge, let's say, something the size of a 4x4 gauze, and soak it in castor oil and put it on your nose for an hour or two before you go to bed.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article. Okay, go ahead. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. I was reading this article about this guy, and he paid, I'm going to try to make this family friendly, he paid $1,500 for a male enhancement, and this would be injections. injections to change his appearance at times. And so he got these shots, and then he claims that he has been left disfigured.
Well, stupidity does pay off in negative ways. I mean, the idea of accepting injections into your sexual organ is beyond my understanding of sanity.
Mm-hmm. Mine too. Okay. So, a word to the wise is don't do it. Just don't do it. And what about these...
I have published two articles on how to do it, naturally.
Okay.
One is take a large dose of vitamin D3 for a minimum of 6 months. And the other is there are vacuum pumps that work. I've actually tested this in a number of people and published scientific articles on the benefits.
And are those articles available on your website?
I don't think those articles are on my website. They're in my curriculum vitae. And if someone asks me for them, I'd be happy to, you know, give it to them or give them the reference.
Okay. Okay, so class, that would be just send you an email at where would you like that email to go?
Norm@normshealy.com.
Norm@normshealy.com. That's norm@normshealy, SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article that kind of stunned me, and this describes the insanity of where we're going and political correctness. So here it is. If you need a hammer, I'm talking about a common hammer. I've used one probably 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times over the weekend. If you need a hammer for any reason, the United Kingdom's counterterrorism policing unit will consider you a potential terrorist.
The total loss of sanity.
But it's worse. It's worse. They're also asking that anyone who sees someone doing something suspicious. Let me start over because I can't believe I'm reading this. And this is on ZeroHedge.com. They're also asking that anyone who sees someone doing something suspicious, like purchasing a hammer, report it to the enforcers.
Now, even purchasing one. Oh, my heaven. Well,
we've lost our minds, Dr. Shealy.
The world has gone stark, raving, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, United Kingdom's counterterrorism policing unit, if we had one here and they came around to our house and the shop was open, they'd find a whole drawer full of hammers, different kinds of hammers, ball peen hammers, claw hammers, ripping hammers.
Yeah, I think I've only got two.
Sledgehammers. Small sledgehammers, big sledgehammers, mauls, axes. Gosh, now, what would they think of an axe, right?
Wow.
So I'm shocked at what's happening. 5G, Dr. Shealy, I am very concerned about 5G microwave radiation, millimeter radiation. I'm extremely concerned about it because I was on the air last week, and I pulled out one of the books that I have in the studio. Let me just reach. The book is called, I just reached for it, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11 by Dr. Judy Wood, BS, MS, PhD, Clemson University. She was fired after she wrote this book. It's a coffee table book. It's 500 pages. And it shows people jumping out of the windows of the World Trade Center. Now, they were not on fire. They were taking their clothes off, and they were jumping to their absolute certain death from, let's say, 500 feet in the air down to the ground or to the pavement or to the sidewalk or to the people below or to the parked cars. Wherever they landed, they were going to die. And people were doing this, and they were taking their shirts off and then jumping out of the window. Now, I know, Dr. Shilley, I've been a volunteer fireman, and I've been near very hot fires. And the last thing that I would do is take my shirt off. That's the last thing I would do. Because I'd want to protect my skin from the fire. What I'm talking about is the evidence of what appears to be an active denial energy-directed weapon, which is in the millimeter-type frequencies, which is like 5G. Can we talk about that and what you think may be the dangers of 5G when we come back? Dr. Norman Shue.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about 5G, these very, very high frequency radio waves that are being deployed throughout the country. And class, if you think about it, let's say back in the 1960s, a lot of people listened to AM radio. And then FM became more popular. FM will travel, let's say, 50 miles. AM radio, which is a lower frequency, can travel hundreds of miles. And when the conditions are right, for example, if you're on the East Coast, you can hear a radio station in Chicago. Or if you're in Missouri, sometimes you can hear radio stations that are hundreds of miles away as well. So the longer the wavelength, the lower the frequency. The lower the frequency, the farther it can travel. Well, as we get to higher and higher frequencies, they can't travel as far. And with 5G, we're talking just a few hundred feet. Okay? So now if you look at your 3 and 4G cell towers, you say, wow, they're miles away. Well, yeah, they can travel miles. But when you get to 5G, these really high frequencies, they can't travel as far. And the reason that is being used for deploying 5G is more data. Faster, faster, faster. You can watch movies, you know, with 5G better than you can with the previous deployments of these cellular type microwave frequencies. But we're talking now about having a transmitter receiver every 1 to 300 feet. That means every power pole, every light pole in the cities. And you will be able to be identified within 100 feet of where you are if you have a 5G phone. 100 feet. Now think about a 100-foot extension cord. We know where you are within 100 feet. That's like five car lengths, bumper to bumper. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about 5G as I am?
Well, let me tell you why I'm concerned about 5G. Human DNA resonates, vibrates at 52 to 78 billion cycles a second. The sun, when you're outside, puts out 1/10 billionth of a watt per centimeter square of those frequencies in the upper, you know, near 100 gigahertz. But we absorb gigafrequencies. That has been exquisitely proven by both Russian and Ukrainian physicists. And, of course, I brought that technology back in 1995 from the Ukraine. So at a billionth of a watt, not a 10 billionth, but a billionth of a watt, of 52 to 78 billion cycles, our entire skin absorbs and resonates and is healed by 52 to 78 billion cycles a second. Now, when it gets up to 100 or more, it literally is dangerous to everything in our body. Every cell in our body is actually being slowly fried. I don't know how long it takes, but it's dangerous.
Well, we have in that same frequency, government corporations have built active denial, non-contact transmitters. So let's say there's a riot. Now, what do you do if there's a riot? Well, it used to be fire hoses, right? Then there were sound waves that you could audibly hear and feel. And it's just so loud, it would turn you away if you were, you know, let's say a protester protesting things that a government was doing. Well, now we have active denial, which literally aims microwaves at you, which will cook your skin. Just like what I believe happened at 9/11, where people were cooked through their skin to the point where they were willing to kill themselves to stop it and jump out of a over 500-foot window, literally. Let's talk more about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normanshealy.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.